We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Oh, guys, I don't know how this happened. But looks like we're already running short on time.
What?
How? Just started.
I know, we're like 5 seconds into the show, but we're already late. Someone must not be very good at their job. Guess it's me. Oops, sorry. Egg on my face, but whenever we're in this type of situation, you know what that means. It means we have to do... Which clip is it?
Which clip? I don't know what that is.
We did it a week ago. I don't remember. I have two audio clips from the internet, and we only have time to play one of them. You all get to pick which one.
I remember that now. It really made an impact on me.
Yeah, apparently.
Good catchy name.
I'm not awake yet at this time.
Yeah.
So let's get to it. Your first clip is a talking dog, but I'm not going to tell you what he's going to say.
Okay.
That's called a tease in the biz, Alexis, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Clip number two is a parrot singing Led Zeppelin. Ooh. So the question is, which clip is it? Let's put it to a vote one at a time. Jose, why don't you start?
Talking dog, not even to think twice.
Really?
I got to know what he says.
I mean, of course parrots can sing. Dogs talking
That's
dog.
Random, yeah.
All right, dogs all the way.
Let's go, puppy talk.
Okay.
You don't think people are going to pick dogs over parrots?
You guys chose. Without further ado, you voted for it. Let's listen to a talking dog.
Can you say, mama, 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 mama? Mama, 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 mama.
You can say, mama, mama, mom. Good boy.
Say it though.
No, he didn't.
No,
he
but it's still cute.
I accept it. Full pass. You get a treat and a cuddle.
All right. You guys felt like that was worth it.
That was a good start.
It had to be better
day.
Than the parrot.
No. You guys chose your fate. And yeah. But it looks like the show is back on schedule thanks to me.
Yay.
You are welcome. So now it is time for the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer it wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shot caller last.
I'm still thinking about that dog.
Alexis Littlefinger Fuller.
All right.
Actually, pretty long fingers you got there.
Okay, let's not touch.
Okay, well, Alexis is putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
You're all familiar with the shock collar, but what about other types of collar? White collar workers are named for their white shirts.
No, you didn't.
Don't laugh at me.
That was
very serious.
Flawless transition.
Speaking of segues, white collar workers are named for their white shirts that were fashionable among office workers in the 20th century. Blue collar workers usually wore sturdy clothing, such as blue denim, which would hide the dirt during manual labor. But did you know there are countless other types of collar workers? Today, tell me, what kind of work do you do if you're a pink collar worker?
Pink collar worker?
Ooh. Oh,
already, do you think that it's going to be like some sort of like women's work? Just because it's pink?
Yeah.
Very misogynist of you, Brooke.
Well, it sounds like it. We live in a misogynistic world, Jake. I don't know if you realize. Welcome to it.
I was thinking blood work, so then if it like splashes on you, you're like covered in pink. I don't know.
Maybe you're the person.
Is your blood pink?
I don't know.
If it's diluted.
Yeah. I guess so.
What if it's you're the person from like the electrical company that has to deliver the pink slip that you're late? Like you're the bill collector, so you're a pink collar worker. No?
I'm trying to think of anybody that wears just a pink uniform to work.
I know.
But I can't think of anything.
You are a bubblegum salesman.
You're a candy striper at a hospital.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, actually, these aren't bad. Candy, like colorful job.
Yeah.
Like the ice cream truck guy.
Maybe.
No, they're not wearing pink.
No, yeah. They don't wear any clothes in there.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they wear a shirt, just no pants.
Right.
Yeah. The thing about the white collar and the blue collar is they're very literal, right? So I would assume this one is too, and we'd be on the right track trying to think of pink things. But maybe the pink is just representative of something.
Okay, let's get the question one more time.
White-collar workers are typically office workers. Blue-collar workers regularly do manual labor. But today I need you to tell me what kind of worker would you classify as a pink-collar worker? And your hint, this nickname was coined in the late 70s.
70s.
Ooh, so I'm thinking now disco balls and disco lights. You're a dancer. You're some kind of entertainer.
I still am thinking that you're a working mom. Like, I think that society, especially in the 70s, like, and on, couldn't get over the fact that pink only belongs to girls, which
so you
is
think, what,
really
all
stupid.
Female
but,
like, or if you're just a mom,
like,
you're
a working
pink?
Mom, so you're a pink collar worker.
The
late 70s was a real time for women getting into the workplace.
Yeah. They were burning bras back then, right? That was the 70s?
Earlier.
Like something in a hospital, because like the candy.
Well, maybe like babies.
Stuff, but...
No, listen, you're in the baby ward. They have blue and pink. Maybe you.
OBGYNs?
Okay,
so
I don't think that they would have a specific term for something so specific as that, but what about teachers? Like, if you're thinking children because of pink and it's kind of
were
elementary.
Most teachers female back then?
Yeah, they still
say?
Are.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Yeah, it could be a teacher.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I like teachers. That's good.
Because teachers don't classify as white collar or blue collar.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So,
and there's a lot of them to be.
And there's
characters.
A lot of them.
All right, I'm going to go that I think a pink collar worker it was a teacher.
I gave you the definition of white collar and blue collar and asked you to tell me what type of worker would be called a pink collar. Well, the term was coined in the late 70s as a phrase to describe jobs that were typically held by women, like a server, waiter, or retail, all jobs you would find in the service industry.
Oh, service industry.
All right. So we didn't get the answer right. Somebody wanted to hear you sing So What by Pink.
Oh, all right. So what? I'm still a rock star. I got my rock moves, and I don't need you. Guess what? I'm having more fun.
Are you?
And now
I don't even know what song that was.
I thought that was
you didn't
really
know that
good.
Song?
You think
thank
it was
you.
One of her best?
That was honestly one of the best performances
you
that you've
really,
given.
Thank
you.
Believed her when she said she's a rock star.
Oh yeah, I felt it.
I got my rock moves.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.